We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Ron, let's go out to the Nemecolon fan hotline where we find Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette. Covers the Pirates, as you know. And, Jason, we appreciate you joining us. And I mentioned before last hour ended that I'm sort of interested. I'm becoming more interested, no matter how bad they are, because younger guys are coming in now. And how many of them pan out, I don't know, but that tends to capture my interest when at least I can start analyzing these younger guys. And now suddenly there's sort of an influx of them. So let me ask you about a couple of individuals. The first one is Sawinski. Is this guy like a legit prospect, could stick around and be a starter type of guy?
Yeah, he absolutely could, Joe. And I agree with you that they're doing the right thing by their fan base, by people having interest in them. People aren't going to pay a lot of money to watch Josh Van Meter play baseball. That's just reality. But like, if you turn over some of these prospects and give them a chance to shine, I think people will give that a chance. But with Sawinski, yes, he's got a really interesting swing. He needs to make more contact. I think his average is only about 188. But when he catches the ball, it's been hard. Shelton has talked a lot about backspinning the ball, and not to get too nerdy, but I mean, the dude can drive the ball out of the ballpark. His 5 home runs lead all MLB rookies. That's impressive. I like his defense. It's been above average. He was added to the 40-man roster this offseason, and I mean, there's no reason this kid can't come up and contribute. He's handled himself just fine. Just need to, up the average a little bit.
Well, he's the guy that came up right from AA, right? Never even played in AAA. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yep, came right up. And they've done that. They did that with Adolfo Castro last year. I honestly wouldn't shock me if they did it again. He came up with Tucapita Marcano. And when they came up, that was when the Pirates had like that mini COVID outbreak, COVID scare, whatever. Reynolds went on for a day, and then Cole Tucker was down. They thought they had something. But, they've done it. And honestly, to their credit, they have a decent amount of prospects. And so some of them who otherwise would be in AAA just because of playing time and getting guys reps, Sawinski would be one of them. They end up in AA and they jump right up here and they've done fine.
It just interests me that for an organization that preaches they want guys to be ready with minor league experience, O'Neill Cruz, for instance, that they can bring a guy up without any AAA experience. Mm. Some of that doesn't make sense to me.
No, I get that. I get that, Ron. I think what they're trying to say or do is give those reps to guys that would need them or in a place to take them. And what I mean by that is like Kanan Smith and Jigba's in AAA, and he's another guy on their 40-man roster that you'll probably see this season. He spent last year at AA, and probably more of an advanced approach at the plate, takes a lot of walks, so he's been getting AAA reps. Travis Swaggerty, for instance, is a guy they've been having at AAA, trying to get him comfortable there. And so just kind of run out of spots, I guess. But I do understand, you're saying, okay, we're going to jump a guy right from AA to the majors, but O'Neill Cruz, you're not allowed to come up. You're not quite ready yet. And that argument applies for me to, Mason Martin and a couple other guys there that like, what are we waiting for? Like, let's turn it over to these guys too.
Well, wait a second. The last I checked, even though he was playing better, Cruz is hitting 197.
Yeah. Yes, but what are their options at shortstop right now would be my retort to that. And why not?
Is he playing shortstop every day there? Is this going to be his position?
For the foreseeable future, Joe. I mean, they might try to throw him in the outfield. I reported this. I talked to Cruz in Indianapolis. Like, he doesn't totally want to play out there. I think he will. I think he'd have a different view on it if he was up in the majors and they said, like, okay, once a week you're going to go out in the outfield. I don't think he'd have as much of a problem with it. Not that he gets to, like, dictate his playing time, but to answer the question, yeah, he's been at shortstop, and honestly, his defense has been fine at short. That's not a concern. And, you know, he had a really bad slump early on. His average, I think, was down somewhere in, like, the low 150s, something like that. So, I mean, he's pulled it up. He's had pretty good at-bats over the past 2 weeks. But we're getting to the time where it would not be out of place to call him up.
So his defense at shortstop wouldn't be a concern at the major league level? That's question one. And number two, isn't Peguero also their shortstop of the future?
He is. Yeah. I mean, he's a better defensive shortstop than Cruz, meaning Leover Peguero. And Cruz's defense at shortstop has gotten better. We actually talked to Ben Cherington about that on Tuesday and said, like, he has really improved, consistency has improved, et cetera. So, I mean, I don't want to say it's not going to be a concern. It might be a concern. It's not great. He's got a crazy good arm, which is why they want to, you know, toy with him in the outfield, but he throws a lot of balls away. He'll boot routine plays. You know, I think it's more of a mental consistency or whatever, pitch to pitch. You know, I know that sounds cliche, but like every once in a while, he just appears in outer space. What I would do, honestly, Joe, with the Peguero situation, let them both play. Let them both hit. If you get them up here and they both hit their way to the majors, you sit them both down and say, look, you both can't play shortstop, so somebody's going to have to play somewhere else.
Shouldn't that decision be made way before they get to the major leagues? I mean, Neil Walker, he wasn't going to play first because they drafted Pedro. Or no, I'm sorry, he wasn't going to play third because they drafted Pedro. He wasn't going to be a catcher, so they found him a spot. And let him play. That doesn't make sense that you would have two guys as your future shortstop before they get here. I mean, when they get here, both being shortstops. Yeah. Why not groom them at other position? One of them.
Well, you could, and they're trying to. I mean, that's what they're trying to do with Cruz. They're trying to be a little sensitive to it because, I mean, you know, objectively, he's not real into it. So they're trying to not irritate him or something like that. They're trying to walk that line. I mean, you know, I look at a Fernando Tatis Jr. situation. Like, that's different than Neil Walker, right? He comes up, plays shortstop, and then they can move him into the outfield because he's a good athlete, and they feel confident enough him being out there. And that's what they're trying to do at the minor leagues. I mean, could they be a little bit more aggressive with it? Sure. You're also navigating him getting off to a lousy start at the plate and the whole personality component of it. You know, they're going to switch Peguero over to a little bit of shortstop, like they, or second base, rather. Like, they've had guys trying other positions. To me, I don't know. I guess my view on this differs from yours, Joe, that, like, I would rather have guys come up and hit, and I'll figure out where to play you. Like, that puzzle will come together at another time.
Well, I guess the one that interests me the most was Contreras coming up here. All indications are, you know, people like his stuff, right? I mean, I know they like Mitch Keller's stuff. I know they like Tyler Glass. Now stuff as well, but this kid looks pretty good from what little I've seen of him.
And Clay Holmes' stuff, too.
Oh, how about that guy? I read a story today that he's the best reliever in baseball now, and that when who's the big left-handed reliever from the Yankees?
Chapman.
Yeah,
Chapman.
He's going to have to go to a different role because Clay Holmes is so good.
He's unseated Aroldis Chapman.
Unbelievable.
What a world. Have you guys looked at his ERAs, like, 0.38 or something like that? I think he has like two walks against like 28 strikeouts. I could be off on a few, but it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. But yeah, Contreras is the one to watch. I mean, I'm glad we're finally at this point too. I didn't totally understand like sending him down to stretch him out as a starter when he performed perfectly well at the major league level. But, you know, there's probably some business dealings there left unsaid because he started the season on the major league roster. You have to keep him off the roster for at least 20 days to preserve the year of control, just like Cruz. So, I mean, that's probably a play, but we're over that. His pitch count is built up. I thought he looked electric the other night. I think we're in a situation where he's going to start now, you know, every fifth day. I think they're going to be really careful with him, like they are with all pitchers. I don't think you're seeing him go out there and throw 110. Unfortunately, I wish we could see that, but I think they're going to be cautious with him, but just a live arm, man. 97, 98, good breaking stuff. He's fun to watch.
And then there's Castro. I mean, they're going to lead the league in shortstops here. Which of these guys are going to – well, let me ask you this first. Cal Mitchell, I didn't know who he was 6 days ago. Now I'm sort of intrigued watching him. Is this guy a legit prospect?
He is. He is, Joe. He's absolutely a legit prospect. I think they said this on the broadcast and maybe on the radio side, and I very much agree with it. Like, the ball jumps off his bat in a really nice way. And I've watched Cal hit, you know, at minor league camps and in the minors and whatever. And, like, one, he's a really, really good kid, getting to know him. I like his temperament. But, I mean, that's a really good observation, too. It does jump off his bat. And he has not looked overmatched in the least. Even Sawinski's, like, first 10 at-bats didn't look like they did for Mitchell. Now, obviously, there's going to be an adjustment period. But, man, I see no reason that you wouldn't be, you know, rotating him and Sawinski in. I don't know where you go with Reynolds and Gamble. I don't like really taking either of those guys out. I thought it was interesting a couple days ago where they had Gamble taking ground balls over at first base. I mean, maybe that's what you do. Maybe to keep him in the lineup and keep him from killing himself, you put Gamble at first once a week. I don't know, but I really like Cal Mitchell, Joe, and this is a kid I've watched from Double-A on up. He's really talented player.
Well, we've asked Shelton this almost every week. Ke'Bryan Hayes now almost through May without a home run yet. Is that a concern?
It is for me, Ron. It is for me. I wonder if I'm guessing it's not for Shelty. I'm sure Shelty probably preaches positive. But, you know, he's hitting the ball hard, and that's fine. You'd like to see a home run. You'd like to see it a little bit more lift on the ball. And, you know, with Keegan, he was at 330, something like that, average-wise. I think he's down to, like, 272. You know, he had a nice little spurt, and then there hasn't been much. And I was just looking at some fielding stuff before I took the call here, and, like, just seven errors. I think only two guys in Major League Baseball have more. The Pirates have as a team that's made the most in baseball. And, like, I'm not trying to bag on Ke'Bryan by any stretch, but, like, I'd like to see a home run. I'd like to see the defense improve a little bit. I'd like to see a little bit more consistency at the plate. Again, we're only a quarter of the way through, but I think we're kidding ourselves if there's not some level of concern here.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Wade Boggs didn't hit homers. If you give me a guy who hits 300 and is a great fielder and has a decent OPS at third, I can live without power. But his OPS is down to 708. His average is plunging. He's not playing elite defense, and he can't hit homers. Other than that, he's having a great year, and he just signed a big deal.
Joe, they're moving him to shortstop, too. I forgot to tell you.
You forgot to tell me that. Nick Gonzalez, too, I imagine, will play short. Henry Davis will switch from catcher to short. They'll show up with nine shortstops, which leads me to my question, Jason. A couple of them, actually, I still have, and I'm sure Ron does, too. Give me an opening day lineup for next year.
You sure you want to do next year? We just can't skip ahead to 2027?
If that gets Davis in the lineup whenever he gets in. Opening day next year, your best guess.
All right. I honestly think there's some legitimacy to Roberto Perez possibly coming back for the Pirates. I think that deal makes sense.
All right.
You know, just to start him there. We'll go Hayes at third. I'm going to go Cruz at short. I will go Rodolfo Castro at second base.
Interesting.
I'm unsure on Chavis or Martin at first. I like Chavis for the time being, and it's hard to say I'm going to have Martin in my opening day lineup with he hasn't played a game up here.
Mm-hmm. Isn't Martin's strikeout about like every third at bat, too? Isn't his strikeout total really high?
It's high, yeah. He's been comped, Ron, to like Brad Eldred.
That ain't good enough. I watched Brad Eldred.
But isn't everybody's strikeout total high these days?
I don't think.
Give me home runs, I'll take strikeouts.
Yeah, but did you just hear the comparison?
It's been like 35. It's been up like 35%. I mean, that's too much. I get that. He hits a lot of home runs. There's a ton of power. The strikeout total is absolutely worrisome.
What would it be? What's he on pace to strike out down there? 200 times?
Could be. Could be very close. Yeah, I mean 150 plus for sure. I don't know if it's up to 200, but.
All right, your outfield.
Like fewer games. We'll go. I'm saying Reynolds is still here in center.
Uh-huh.
It's a good one, Joe. At this point, I'm going Sawinski and Mitchell, and I think Gamble gets traded by the deadline. I don't think they bring Mariznick back. I don't think it makes sense for them.
What about Swaggerty, and when is Nick Gonzalez getting here on the infield?
Yeah, so I think Gonzalez starts next year at Triple-A would be my guess. I think he gets here in the middle of next season. Swaggerty's the one where I hesitate. I want to say yes, but like I've seen Mitchell and Sawinski up here and feel better about them. But I think in a month, Swaggerty's up here, and I don't think he's far away. Joe, I think the only thing hurting him right now is maybe, you know, Gamble still being here and those guys in front of him playing well, but he's really getting the ball outstanding in AAA. So I could, let's say, 2 of 3 in the outfield between Mitchell, Sawinski, and Swaggerty, I think, will be in your opening day lineup.
And no Vogie. How about Vogie getting hurt? He's been one of the few interesting guys for me this season.
He had. Mike Persak did a big thing about Vogie, what he's meant to teammates. And man, they love him. And he's really a good dude. I mean, it's a legit piece. And like he's been a really good player for them. It's been a surprise with the designated hitter coming to the National League and like the Pirates actually being able to navigate that in a reasonable way. They're not a team. They don't spend a bunch of money where you're traditionally going to have a DH who produces. And Vogie has done that. He's done everything for them and more. Before this injury, if you would have said to me, like, you know, he's going to continue producing like that, I feel like that's a team or he's a player that's probably going to help another team in a trade. And he still might. I also think there's some value for keeping him here. It's a reasonable contract that he's been really good for them, really likable. It's funny as a reporter back in the clubhouse again, like observing Vogie yelling things across the room, joking with people, keeping things pot. Like he's absolutely the kind of guy that you notice every time you go in there.
They going to trade Bednar?
No. I Tony had me on and was freaking out saying that like that's something they're going to consider. And you can't do that. You just can't do that. I mean, they need to extend Bednar. They need to do something to keep him here. I mean, you just the Pittsburgh kid, where they're at right now, where he's at contract-wise, there's just that you can't do that.
Who are they going to trade at the deadline?
Gamble is one that stands out for sure.
Quintana?
Quintana, mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. He strikes me as Tyler Anderson 2.0. He's pitched really well. Beyond that, Joe, I don't know if I see anybody. Maybe Chris Stratton, if he's pitched better, but he hasn't had the greatest year. I'm trying to think of other guys who are on expiring contracts who might fetch something.
Well, Starkey had you do the outfield, I mean the whole lineup. Who's going to be the rotation next year?
I know.
Next year. That's the one that's more troublesome to me.
I agree with you, Ron. I agree with you. I mean, I would start with Contreras, obviously. You know, beyond that, like I would like to think Miguel Yajure comes up here at some point this year. He's that dealing with a little back thing. I think he'll be fine. I mean, the million-dollar question for me is Mitch Keller, and at this point, I don't see how he's in your rotation next year, which is crazy to say, but I feel like we're at kind of the end of the road here. It's either they're going to cut bait or he's going to be pitching out of the bullpen or in some sort of funky hybrid role. I could see Zach Thompson staying around. That makes sense to me. I think JT Brubaker staying around makes sense to me. They would probably sign a guy. You know, I'm trying to think about guys from double A, like Mike Burrows is a guy that would compete for a spot. It's probably a bit of a long shot, but he's tearing up double A right now. Get to triple A soon enough.
This is a disaster, you know, Mackie.
I know. Well, I mean,
what I mean by that is that this season, I thought hinged on, for me, I mean, we all knew they weren't designed to win. They're going to lose tons of games. So the three guys I looked at more than any others were Keller, Hayes, and Reynolds. And we're 0-3, yeah. Kind of like Hayes and Reynolds every night. We're 0-3. So that's not going well. I guess the bright side is a couple of younger guys coming up doing well, Contreras. They're going to have to – I think next year is also the year to start adding payroll and bringing in some pitchers. It has to be.
Yes.
I think. Anyway, we have to run. When does Henry Davis – is Henry Davis going to start in AAA next year?
Yes, I would imagine so.
Where are all these pitchers? They've been stockpiling prospects. We can't even fill out a rotation for next year. Where are all their elite pitching prospects?
Double A.
Okay.
They're in double A, Joe. And
all
it's
right.
Hard to, their staff is very good there. They're just not quite ready.
Thank you, Mackie.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Hey, they bring up these hitters from double A. Why don't they just bring up these pitchers and try them?
Man, I'm looking at this lineup for next year, Ron. Not highly encouraging. Maybe they won't win the World Series in 27.
Next year's only 23, though.
I know.
You got a ways to go.
Now you're talking optimistically.
No.
What about Swaggerty? When are they getting here, Ron?
I'm not talking optimistically, but a 27-year prediction of a World Series is still a long ways away. You didn't say 24.
I've got a listing of the best receivers in the NFL and where Deontay Johnson ranks or doesn't rank among them. I'll tell you about that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.